Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to a podcast from The Pool. If you enjoy this episode, we'd love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Viv Gruscup, your pool agony aunt. I'm here to tackle your emotional issues and dispense the tough love that your friends are too polite to give. On this week's Dear Viv, what to do when your brother comes out with something sexist? Dear Viv, my brother, who works abroad and who I don't see that often, recently came round for a family meal. During this meal, he expressed some very sexist opinions. I'm a feminist and believe in the equality of the sexes. He found out that I identified with the feminist label and sought to intensely question me on this, asking me why I was a feminist. And he proceeded to try to prove that feminism is unnecessary and, I quote, only for lazy, stupid women who want to moan about something. They just don't work as hard as men. There are no barriers whatsoever to women. Stop moaning and work as hard as men do. This questioning went on for nearly the whole meal. I feel like I'm constantly having to justify why I'm a feminist and prove that I'm a proper feminist just because I identify with the label. How do you think I should respond to people like my brother? Side note, I'm nearly 10 years younger than my brother. I own my own home and run my own business. My brother is currently unemployed, though he did go to university and I did not. Thank you in advance for your thoughts. Dear sister in feminism, wow, what a great letter. Thank you so much for writing in. Your letter amused me greatly, although I also take it very seriously because I think all women are just about fed up to the back teeth of the attitude of people like your brother. There are several points I want to address here because I think there's a much broader issue here about disagreement in families and about taking sides. And this is really a great opportunity to discuss that. But I also want to answer your question directly. How do you think I should respond to my brother? We live in a time, do we not, of intense polarisation. Everything from Brexit and Trump to the fact that people now use language about millennials and snowflakes shows how arguing has replaced civil discourse in our society. Obviously, many people will say this is a consequence of the internet and of social media, where people find themselves getting caught up in arguments on a hostile level that would never happen face to face. But what's really interesting is when these kinds of arguments surface in the real world, as they have with your brother, and you find yourself having a discussion with someone which is like something out of the 19th century, where you're supposed to convince your brother that it's acceptable for women to own property and to learn to read. I don't think engaging with these arguments is a good use of your time, any more than I think it's a good use of anyone's time to argue with people of the opposite persuasion on Twitter. I take the view that actions often speak louder than words anyway, and I strongly suspect that the actions that you have taken in your life already speak volumes to your brother. Getting your own property, building up a successful career, managing brilliantly even without the university education that he has. You mentioned these things as a side note in passing in your letter, but I think we both know that they are not a side note in passing. They are probably exactly why your brother said the things that he said. But let's look at the bigger picture here. What should you do if a family member or a friend expresses views that you find offensive or ridiculous? I think a lot depends on A, what kind of person you are, and B, the quality of the relationship. If you're the kind of person who has to win an argument and loves telling everyone how they are right about everything, and your brother sounds like this kind of person, then you're not going to be able to let this lie. That's exactly why your brother continued this conversation, as if he wanted to win it. For me personally, I would let a conversation like this go. Make your point succinctly and clearly, or just say, I completely disagree with you and we have no views in common in this area. Will you be watching Strictly Come Dancing this season? Change the subject. But then I am not an argumentative person most of the time, and I'm prepared to let certain things go in certain situations. So it depends how you want to see yourself as a person. As to the quality of the relationship, if you really love someone and you have time for them, then I think it's possible to accept sometimes that they may have completely appalling opinions. It's not really your job to change those opinions, unless you really can't live with your brother thinking this way. I do think that the context is really telling here. It's not that he randomly thinks these things out of the blue. He clearly feels threatened by you and intimidated by your success. All of that is probably subconscious and unconscious, and it would probably be extremely upsetting to him if he were to realise that. Instead of admitting that your life has turned out more successfully than his for the time being, it's much easier for him to bang on about how annoying women are and how they're always moaning, which in itself is quite ironic, as it sounds as if he spent quite a long time moaning. For me, alarm bells always ring when people start expressing opinions which fell out of fashion about 50 years ago and which are clearly contradicted everywhere you look in life. Does your brother realise, by the way, that the UK has a female Prime Minister? Perhaps this is why, as you said in your letter, that he's thinking of moving to the US. In short, I don't think you should waste too much time thinking about this or wondering how you can justify your feminism. You don't have to justify or explain your feminism to anyone, not least because your actions speak so loudly and you've done so much that you can be proud of in your life. I don't think your brother is going through a great time at the moment, so I feel for him, actually. I hope he'll come to a time in his life when he remembers the conversation that the two of you had and apologises to you for being so silly. I think the most mature and generous thing for you to do would be to forget that conversation ever happened and avoid the subject in future. You're clearly not going to convert your brother to the feminist cause anytime soon, and who cares, quite frankly, because it's his loss. I do think you're more angry about this than you're admitting, perhaps because you feel resentment of your own, that your brother can harbour these feelings when you were the one who didn't get to go to university. I'm mentioning this because you brought it up, by the way, not me. So in a sense, that's something useful for you to think about in order to try to understand your brother. We all have things we feel a bit resentful about, and that can make us flare up from time to time. Clearly, I don't defend his views for a second, and I wish him loads of luck trying to find a girlfriend with that attitude. But tolerance towards intolerance in your own family can sometimes be the only way to keep the peace. Much love to you, sister, and keep building your mighty empire. The best revenge for any feminist is a life well lived, and you've certainly got that down to a fine art. That's all for today. If you have a problem you'd like to submit, please send your email to dearviv@thepoolltd.com or tweet us at @thepooluk.
Thanks for listening. Join us again soon. And sign in to thepool.com where you can get more content specifically made by us for women like you. We hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.